Hearts in Atlantis by Stephen King. 1960. They had a stick sharpened at both ends. Low men in yellow coats. One, a boy and his mother, Bobby's birthday, the new rumor of time and strangers. Bobby Garfield's father had been one of those fellows who start losing their hair in their 20s and are completely bald by the age of 45 or so. Randall Garfield was spared this extremity by dying of a heart attack at 36. He was a real estate agent and breathed his last on the kitchen floor of someone else's house. The potential buyer was in the living room trying to call an ambulance on a disconnected phone when Bobby's dad passed away. At this time, Bobby was 3. He had vague memories of a man tickling him and then kissing his cheeks and his forehead. He was pretty sure that man had been his dad. Sadly missed, it said on Randall Garfield's gravestone, but his mom never seemed all that sad. And as for Bobby himself, well, how could you miss a guy you could hardly remember? 8 years after his father's death, Bobby fell violently in love with a 26-inch Schwinn in the window of the Harwich Western Auto. He hinted to his mother about the Schwinn in every way he knew, and finally pointed it out to her one night when they were walking home from the movies the show had been.